Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace here on CJMQ for Sunday, the 19th of June, 2022. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Wherever you're at in the eastern townships of Quebec or beyond, we're delighted that you've tuned in. Do go to our church website to find the ways that you can join with us, either online through YouTube or Facebook, or in person at 10:30 a.m. at our services at our premises at 256 Rue Queen Street. You will be familiar with the way that different organisations can designate different days to highlight their particular issues and campaigns. Sometimes those days overlap and compete for attention. So here's a list of things that we've remembered this past week. On the 15th of June, it was World Wind Day, to promote clean energy. But it was also World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, to raise the voice for caring for senior folks. On the 18th of June, it was Autistic Pride Day, to represent diversity and infinite possibilities, a day to promote awareness, acceptance and autonomy for those on the autistic spectrum. But it was also, the 18th of June, International Picnic Day, celebrated on the 18th of June every year. But what about today? Did you know that today, the 19th of June, was World Sickle Cell Awareness Day? Or that today is also World Sauntering Day, a day observed annually to make people slow down and enjoy life as much as possible instead of always rushing? All these are good in their place, but there are three other days that combine today. Today is Father's Day. But today is also a day in which the life and the communities and the culture of Indigenous peoples are remembered. But this day, this Sunday, as every Sunday, is a marker and a signpost, a remembrance that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Words from Psalm 103. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. but from everlasting to everlasting. The Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. Let us pray. Creator God, you have made a world of such amazing diversity, with unique living things that we cannot number, in an interdependent pattern on which all life depends. We praise you for such wonder. You have created such amazing diversity in humankind, through culture and language, custom and community, expressed in creativity and compassion over and over again. We praise you for such wonder. In Jesus Christ, you show us how much you love your creation and how we can live by your love, by the power of your Spirit. Give us new eyes to behold the wonders you have made and teach us how to share in the praise your creation offers you day by day by day. Lord, while the diversity in your creation amazes us, we confess that we prefer what seems familiar. We'd like everyone to speak our language. We wish others held our values and shared our customs. We don't understand discrimination that hurts others, and we don't recognize how our own preferences affect other people and the earth itself in harmful ways. Forgive our familiar assumptions and open our minds and hearts to the stories others have to tell and the cries of suffering throughout the earth. God offers forgiveness and peace through Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. Amen.
Lord and Father of mankind.
The animal kingdom has all kinds of dads. Some are fully committed and engaged, like seahorses who actually carry the baby seahorses in their pouch. They are, in effect, pregnant. Likewise, emperor penguins who travel huge distances to bring food to the mother and to spell her in incubating the eggs. And then there are others who, as the offspring grow, take over a parenting role and give them life skills. Ostriches and red foxes teach their offspring how to survive once they are weaned. But there are stay-at-home dads in the animal kingdom who take paternity leave seriously, like marmosets who stand by their mother's sides as they recover from giving birth. But we know that there are jealous, angry dads like lions and grizzly bears who've been known to kill their offspring in a jealous rage. So too, human fathers come in all kinds. And so today is a day where we can celebrate the uniqueness of our fathers, as no two dads are alike. In fact, there are many different types. The cool father, the don't get on the wrong side of me, Pop. And of course, the don't tell your mother kind of dad. Many indigenous peoples subscribe to the idea of a creator, a great spirit or great mystery, a power or being that has created the world and everything in it. And these beings are often described as good or well-intentioned, though dangerous if treated carelessly or with disrespect. Indigenous rituals reach out to make connections. Ceremonially, columns of smoke, central house posts, or the central pole of the Sundance Lodge represent such connections. The sense of connectedness is one that secular Western society has lost touch with. The sense of the spiritual present in the material is stretching an understanding in these days. Hence we use and misuse the tangible resources of the planet. And on this Indigenous Day, we can relearn our connectedness. Yet what do we mean by connectedness? Does a potter have a special relationship with clay just because she made it? Does a cook have a special relationship with a cake just because she baked it? If God made us, does he keep up a connectedness? Yes, God made us all, but he connected with us in a special way through Jesus. By sheer dint of our creation, some say that the fatherhood of God is universal and that everyone, from the fact of their being created by God, is necessarily a child of God, and that everyone has the right to come to God and call him Father. But what kind of Father? It happens that at our midweek fellowship at church this past week, we were looking at the Lord's Prayer, the prayer which begins, of course, Our Father. That's a prayer of connectedness. A connectedness to a God who's not a standoffish father, a remote father, a distant parent. God has chosen a family word, a belonging word, a connecting word to encourage us to come close and make a connection. The relationship is defined by love, the kind of love that exists between Jesus and his God in heaven. A relationship of love and honour, tenderness and respect. Luke chapter 11, verse 11. Which of you fathers, said Jesus, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? In teaching us to pray in this way, using a family word, Jesus is inviting us to make connection with God through the Holy Spirit. Those who can say, Our Father, who art in heaven, are something more than simply God's creatures. They've been made part of his family. That in Jesus Christ, there's been a connection made through the Holy Spirit. He brings us into a new kind of family, the Church of God. He makes us heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And all of this because of his own free grace shown in the cross of Christ. We are connected to God in heaven through Jesus by the Holy Spirit, and that makes Father's Day a day of connections. You know, us men can be really stubborn sometimes. When we have a falling out or a sparring of words or a difference of opinion, we can let it steep in the bottom of our hearts and let it break down a loving relationship. We can do that with our relationship with God too, as well as with one another. And if that's where you are at this Father's Day, then make time today to reach out, to make a connection, to leave a door open, to light a light in the doorway. If it was your bad fathering that caused a breakdown, then be a good father and have the grace to say sorry. If it was you as a child who's caused a breakdown, then learn a lesson from a good father and make a connection. Come to think of it, it doesn't much matter whose fault it was, man or woman, parent or child, when relationships break down. You take responsibility for it. You make a connection, and you make it a proper, connected Father's Day.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man of my sins upon His shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom. But I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
Let us pray. Holy One, we give You our thanks, Creator God, for the fathers in our lives. Fatherhood doesn't come with a manual, and reality teaches us that some fathers excel while others fail. We ask for Your blessings for them all, and forgiveness where it is needed. This Father's Day, we remember the many sacrifices fathers make for their children and families, and the ways, both big and small, they lift children to achieve dreams thought beyond reach. And so too, we remember all those who've helped fill the void when fathers passed early or were absent. Grandfathers and uncles, brothers and cousins, teachers, pastors, coaches, and the women of our families. And for those who are fathers, we ask for wisdom and humility in the face of the task of parenting. Give them strength to do well by their children and by you. Creator God, you cherish all your children and call us to love and care for them also. But we confess that our ways are too often not your ways, that our societies are unequal and our policies too often wounding. As a church and community, we've participated in the harms of colonization and racism, with the result that generations of Indigenous children have been forced from families and communities. Their needs and well-being are not prioritized. Let us remember and pray for children who were taken from their homes to residential schools and from their families, for the families whose children died because of residential schools, for those who still grieve, for the children who this day are still suffering because of the injustices heaped upon them in times past and in the present circumstances, for the children who have felt that there is no place for them in the world. Holy Spirit, stir in us dedication to the conviction that racism can be eliminated, and give us the will to work for the end of inequity and injustice that harms Indigenous children. We desire to hear your voice of love, to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and to see you clearly. By your Spirit who breathes within us, strengthen our faith, use our gifts, and work in our lives to bear witness to Christ, who taught his disciples to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Lead me gently home. Lead me gently home. gently home, Father, lest I fall upon the wayside. Lead me gently home.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not true, he would have told me so. He has gone away to live in that bright city. He's preparing me a mansion that I know. Jesus died upon the cross to bear my sorrow. Freely died that souls like you might have new life. But I know soon there'll come a bright tomorrow, when the world will all be free from sin and strife.
Do not shun the Savior's love from up in glory, or you won't be there to see the gospel story.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If you're true, then to this land you'll surely go.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.